Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week leading up to our Veterans Day celebration on Friday, we are listening to Ottawa School 7th graders and their essays. And Kelly Frank joining us once again. And Kelly, if anything is anything near what we had on Monday, we're going to have a great week of essays.
We've got another great one today. It's Grace Look, 7th grader. She is writing about a very dear veteran to our school hearts, our librarian, Mrs. Donna Mendiola. So this is a big day for Grace.
I think you're right. Well, welcome to the show, Grace.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready to hear.
Good afternoon, WKJC listeners. This is the week of Veterans Day, and the least we can do is show some appreciation to the men and women that fought hard to give our country the freedoms we hold dearly today. Please take a few minutes of your day to become completely mesmerized by the story of Donna Mendiola, my school librarian, but more importantly, a local Army veteran. In 1998, Donna Mendiola graduated from high school and enlisted into the United States Army. She started her basic training in Maine. The one task she remembers most was the road march. All the soldiers in training had to march in a line with a 35-pound backpack on their back. They would march for miles. It may have seemed like torture at the time, but in the end, it made this brave woman a stronger person. In 1999, Miss Mendiola graduated with a leadership award from basic training and went to improvement training. There, she learned how to be a combat lifesaver and a chemical mechanic who ran water purification systems. She was taught how to throw grenades, and this brave soldier loved that. Just the feeling of the grenade in her hand was enough to give her a heart rush. I wonder what it felt like to throw one. Another great story Miss Mendiola told was when she drove the big Humvee truck through the desert. Because of her honors as she became a chemical mechanic, she was the only one allowed to drive these impressive trucks. She would climb up into the driver's seat and tear through the desert sands just for the fun of it. I cannot believe this strong Army soldier is now our school librarian. Even throwing grenades and driving trucks through Kuwait couldn't shake her mind of home. Miss Mendiola explained what it was like to be away from her family and friends, and that sometimes the one thing she wanted most was her mom and dad. I remember during her interview, she told us about the time that Saddam Hussein released a bunch of toxic gas in Iraq. That night, Miss Mendiola curled up in her tent with her gas mask on, and her M16 rifle, Lucy, by her side. She laid awake for some time, wishing she should go back home. Thankfully, her faith and love for the United States was strong, and she sucked it up and kept on working. In the end, this hometown hero served 3 powerful years for her beloved country, and she said she would go back and do it all over again. When Miss Mendiola returned home, she went to school, got her bachelor's degree, and started a life for herself. Now she is a mother and a librarian at Taos Middle and High School. As you can see, Miss Mendiola is a very brave and ambitious woman, and her story is just as amazing as she is. The least we can do is honor and thank this brave lady and all the others that have served our country. As you drive home from work today, look out your window at all the American flags that are flying. The wind doesn't move the flag. The flag moves with every breath of the soldiers that are fighting today. Thank you for listening this afternoon, WKJC, and thank you to all the veterans that have fought for our rights and freedoms.
And thank you, Grace. Very nicely done today.
Thank you.
It'll take you a long time to write that, or did it come easily to you?
It was hard to figure out what to say.
Yeah, I would imagine with all the information you had, but you did a nice job. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly. Well, we've got 3 of them down, 3 of them still to go, and wow, they just seem to get better and better all the time.
Can you imagine that night reading 100 of these babies, the tears? They are incredible. Great job, Grace.
Indeed, and a great job to all of them so far. We've got 3 more to go as we will wrap things up on Friday, Veterans Day. And don't forget, you can hear these interviews also at our website. That's WKJC.com.